I thought we would start today with, on the very first page, there's a box at the bottom that talks about the Tax Increase Prevention Act of 2014. Well, that was the legislation that was enacted at the end of last year, and by and large it had only a very limited effect, and that was to retroactively reenact the things that we've come to refer to as extenders, things like bonus depreciation, increased expense limits under Section 179. And by and large, that legislation at the very end of 2014 simply extended those provisions through the end of 2014. So those extenders, as of today, do not exist in 2015, unless Congress takes action between now and the end of the month to extend those provisions into 2015. And the last I read, staffers on Capitol Hill were hard at work on extenders legislation. I think everybody expects that legislation to go through. The open question seems to be, will the extenders be attached to some other piece of legislation, or will it be a standalone bill? But we are now in a very odd legislative pattern where Congress is retroactively enacting legislation designed to provide incentives to people, that is, incentives to invest in business equipment, for example. And as we all know, nobody would invest in business equipment without that retroactive extension of the increased expense limits and bonus depreciation. But nevertheless, that's where we are.